This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The ski hill owned by Durango has closed early for the season. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg reports high temperatures and low snow have hurt the state's smallest ski areas the most.
Durango's Chapman Hill opened in late December, later than expected, and ended its season earlier than usual. City-owned ski areas are particularly vulnerable to this season's low snowpack. Most do not have snowmaking machines. Many municipal ski areas didn't open at all, including Lake City Ski Hill and Gunnison's Craner Ski Hill. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado's Congress members have voted for legislation to tackle the country's housing crisis. But as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, they're supporting different bills.
The Senate passed its housing package to boost housing construction and lower costs, with both Colorado senators voting yes. But it differs from the House package, which all members of the delegation voted for, except for Representative Brittany Pedersen, who missed the fly-in day vote. The Senate package is more expansive, with more grant funding and regulations on institutional investors. But some House Republicans are still pushing for their slimmer package. The White House came out in support of the Senate bill, but President Trump has also made clear that his top priority this Congress is elections legislation, not housing. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Xcel Energy is warning of likely power shutoffs today around 2 p.m. for residents in Boulder and Jefferson counties. 18,000 customers or more could be affected. This is CPR News in KRCC.